Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Alphavets. Happy Monday. What's up, Chris?
Chilling. Yeah.
Right on. What's new?
Same. Huh?
Are you in a mood?
Yeah. Yeah, it's Monday. You know, listen, I'm not going to say it. I'm going to keep it up here. You know what's crazy is if I said a lot of the things that went on up here, I'd probably have a knock at my front door tomorrow.
Let's try it.
Let's not.
Why not?
Let's not.
Oh, because. All right.
Yeah. I'm just wondering. I don't know. There's that cynical side of me that just wonders, you know, how much more. Look, I'm human. How much more we got to see?
I'm with you.
So what I was going to say, now that you've coerced it out of me, is that sometimes people suck, man. People suck. And am I the only one that feels like I'm the only one that sees this? I know not y'all, but are you like surrounded by people that are absolutely oblivious that their country no longer exists?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I see it all the time.
It's like in Stranger Things. What did L call people? Mouth breathers? Mouth breathers?
Yeah, mouth breathers.
And I'm not trying to be me. I'm just, it's like, I don't understand. Like, were we really that far? I guess the realization that we really were that far gone. Like, or either that, or I am stuck in some kind of reality, and it's not what I want to be in anymore.
Well, no, I mean, I get it, and I think about it all the time. And if we can't, if we don't really start tapping in to what God wants, to what Jesus wants. If we don't turn back as a nation, and if God doesn't intervene and do something miraculous, yeah. The way the two-tier justice system goes, the way your supposed elected officials who are all scumbags, the way everything goes, I don't know what is left of America. And I wasn't planning on being a downer or anything like that.
No, I'm not downing is, and I probably shouldn't say people suck because I love everybody, man. It's just this whole situation sucks some days, man. Some days I feel it more. Like I texted is Saturday. I was like, I'm putting my phone down. I'm not looking at this stuff. I'm done looking at anything because as a veteran, yeah, I'm mad because these people, I think about all the people who've died for this country. What did they die for? I think about that when I see stuff like I saw Saturday. Is this what they died for? I've never seen one member of Congress wave that American flag other than the ones that sit up there ceremoniously behind them I've never seen them celebrate this country the way they celebrated the most corrupt government in this world. And there's a lot of corrupt governments. There's all of them are, as far as I'm concerned, every single one of them. But it pissed me off, and it should piss all of you off too. And it should piss those off who are walking around with their blinders on still. How it doesn't, I don't understand. Maybe we have a different moral code.
Yeah, I mean, there's one. I mean, you look at it a couple different ways of the people that are paying attention, the people know of what's going on, especially with what happened this past weekend, and that are trying to fight to do, or even use their voice to do something. You have those people, and then I don't understand how there could be anybody sitting there not having a clue of what's happening within your own house. Like that to me, yeah, I do think that we are at a point, and I'm not going to say that I do believe that people can still wake up each and every day. I get that. But we're at a point where things need to change. They have to. And me and Chris, we were talking briefly on the phone, and you know, I wouldn't ever call for violence or anything like that. But I'm saying, like, at what point do we walk in there and drag these people out? Governments have fallen for a lot less than what they've done.
I'm gonna beat a dead horse. This is from your Declaration of Independence, whatever that means anymore, because so much has transpired. So much of our history has, you know, you're learning lie, you know, who knows? But in this document, should any of you wonder, it says that when any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles as organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Do you feel safe right now? No. Are you happy? I'm happy because I know I have God in my life, and I know that these things that are taking place, apparently God needed us to see all of them. But are you happy with what you are seeing? I'm only happy to an extent because I know that this is a means to an end. This is for those that are walking around still oblivious. You can't tell me that you like the way the country is right now. If you do, mm-hmm. Something is wrong with you.
I mean, I will say that, I mean, in throughout history, things have been worse. Mm-hmm. Now, I understand how bad it looks, but just go to the French Revolution. Like with the law of maximum and these set of prices, you know, set of wages that you had to, the Roman Empire did the same thing. These set prices to where they forced small business out. And if you even tried to gain a profit of just trying to stay alive, you know, I mean, that's what business is gaining some profit, right? That's how you survive and thrive, I guess. But even the French Revolution, it got to the point where they put a penalty of death on the people for not. I mean, this is what it led to. This is what led to. So I understand what it looks like. I understand that there's treason openly committed within our government, and nobody wants to do anything about it. But it has been worse before. Oh, yeah. In many other governments.
Mm-hmm.
I personally would like to know what is the choking point to the point of, you know, we have an election in November. Hypothetically, let's say we get to election. Is there something in between that is going to change everything that they're going to do? And this is what we've been talking about for a long time. Of this past weekend was something that absolutely, to me, kind of set a
tone.
Set the tone. Yeah. Set the tone of like, all right, now you're all. I mean, you're already
they're
on thin ice.
They're shoving it in your face, man.
Shoving it in the face. Shoving it in their face. And all those Ukraine flags, you know, this is all pre-done.
Oh yeah,
you don't just have all those Ukraine flags. This is literally, and I have like theories in my head of both sides of no plan or plan on one side, no plan on the other side. You know, you watch things like House of Cards and see like the games that are played behind the scenes. And I know it's a TV show, but even the same concept, you know, this stuff happens all the time. So you wonder, is there a game being played at the same time? But does that game end with the people dragging people out of the That's my question.
Right. And again, I'm not trying to be Debbie Downer. Like, we have God. We're all going to make it through this. But just like you, I am human. Just like you, we all know what we're going through. We all know that we got to see this. I can sit here and still complain and say seeing it sucks.
Yeah.
It does. But I have no fear. I know we're going to get through it. But it is frustrating. Right. And I know all of you are frustrated too. It does. It does not. I do not like watching the realization that we've all known. You know, it's all we're getting now is confirmation of what we've already known. But when you see it, again, I can tell you all day long how corrupt these people are. When you see it, it really hits home and it really makes you feel some kind of way. And especially myself, because that flag that's behind me, that flag that's folded up right there, do you know many of those? I have folded over a casket and given to family members grieving because they lost somebody who gave their life for this country. So when I see all of this, even though I knew it was coming, it still hits home. It still makes me feel some kind of way. But luckily, the reason we are seeing all of it is because our God loves us so much. He's willing to show us the error of our ways so that we can look to him and fix it.
Yep.
Doesn't mean it doesn't punch you in the gut. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's okay to feel that way? Yeah.
I got it.
Yeah. Okay.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. We praise you. We come before you today to thank you for each and every day that you give us, that you wake us up, that you have a plan for us, and we just praise you for it. We thank you for this community that you bring us all together each and every week, that we can have fellowship with each other and go through the chaos, but also know that your love is with us and your mercy and your grace endures within the remnant, within our community, within each and every one of our lives. We thank you for the true leaders that are stepping up for this nation and for the good people in other nations that are trying to fight back, that are fighting back. And we thank you for it. We thank you for it. And these demonic strongholds, these evil people that continue to shove it in our face and act like they are untouchable when they forget that we are the people and we have our loving, mighty, the one and true King of all kings, our loving God behind us. We thank you for it, and we declare and proclaim in Jesus' name that we cast these strongholds down. We cast these demonic players, these evil spirits, these evil entities that consistently whisper into leaders, supposed leaders, and these people that call themselves the leaders of the nation, but they aren't, that they're just demonic entities that are in disguise, acting as a cover of a front of the people, but they're not for the people and they never were for the people. And as a nation, we fell behind. We fell behind. We turned from you and we apologize. And we use our authority that you gave to us to declare and proclaim in Jesus' name that these strongholds come down and we all come in agreement now tonight in Jesus' name that this stuff comes to an end now and we're done with it. We're done with it. You gave us the power. You gave us the authority to trample on everything. So we're using that authority now in Jesus' name to take it all down, pull it all down, and cast true protection, your protection, over the true leaders of the United States of America, our true President Donald J. Trump, the leaders that are standing up for the podcasts, that are fighting on the social media and the media platforms all across the world, the ones that are standing in the way of the enemy, not to mention the ones that are fighting for this nation on the ground, that are defending that flag, and even the good men and women that defend other countries. But we have to take care of us first before we can help each other out. We can't help others if everything else around us is falling apart. So we cast it all down in Jesus' name. Every demonic stronghold comes down now tonight in Jesus' name. And we proclaim and declare it by the power of the blood of Jesus that it is all finished in Jesus' name. We thank you and praise you. Amen.
Amen. Woo! Yeah. Wusa is Goose Fraba. What was that on anger management? Goose Fraba. He's rubbing his ears. Goose Fraba. Amen, brother. Yeah. So again, all is well. I don't like watching it. I don't like watching this. You know?
No one likes.
I don't like watching it. You know, is it confirmation? Yes. It doesn't mean it doesn't hit home. But I feel good. I feel better now. Thank you for that. It was a rough day today. I've not been in a good mood since Saturday, to be quite honest. I mean, not in a horrible mood, just not me. You know?
No, I get it. I get it. And you know, the whole thing is tough. Especially you don't want to sound like a dink, you know, because you go through things like Mike Johnson being introduced as the 45th speaker and stuff like, and then Johnson meeting with Trump, and then he flips right after he talks to Trump. But you have like this theory in your head that there's a game being played behind the scenes, and you try to explain it, and people call you nuts because a couple days later, stuff like this happens. And it's like, and I'm still thinking in my head, is there still a game being played?
I think there is. I really believe Israel. Did you see the video that I posted on the telly? It's sad, ladies and gentlemen, when news around the world is telling you the things that your media refuses to tell you because your media does nothing but want to flood you with propaganda.
Talking about the death trap.
Yeah. Death trap. Yeah. I would love to play. It's 4 minutes. It might give you an idea of why we keep spending all of this money. We need the dollar to die. Okay. The dollar has enslaved the entire world. So I don't know. I think this is from India. I'm not really sure.
Give it a listen.
But listen, this is the world. It's what the world thinks of us right now.
To the U.S. now, which is bracing for a different kind of explosion. America is sitting on a giant mountain of debt. If it erupts, the consequences would be disastrous. The U.S. has one of the biggest debt piles in the world. The government owes close to $35 trillion. This is bigger than the U.S. economy. America's GDP is around $28 trillion, and their debt is $35 trillion. So America's debt is 123% of its GDP. Clearly, the government is borrowing beyond its means, and it continues to borrow. Whenever the government runs out of cash, it borrows more money, it issues more bonds, but it fails to contain its spending. This is a dangerous trajectory, and now the IMF has sounded an alarm.
Going forward, U.S. fiscal deficit is projected to stay elevated, driving debt to ever-rising heights. That pushes up interest rates and the dollar, contributing to tighter funding costs in the rest of the world.
Allow me to simplify that. The IMF, the International Monetary Fund, is telling the U.S. that it cannot keep borrowing without limits. Also because this has consequences for the whole world. America's rising debt is pushing up interest rates around the world. It is also raising the cost of loans. So the U.S. will have to find a way to tame its borrowing, because it poses a risk to global financial stability, and that is the warning from the IMF. Which brings us to the question, why is it coming now? Why did the IMF not raise this earlier, and why are they doing it now? Because earlier, America's debt was considered safe, and for good reason. The U.S. has never defaulted on its loans. It has the world's biggest currency, the USD, which is also the world's reserve currency, and this allowed the U.S. government to get away with a lot. But today, U.S. debt looks risky. And one major reason for that is the interest. Let me show you some numbers from last month. Every 100 days, the U.S. has added $1 trillion to its debt. In other words, every 3 months, America's debt has increased by $1 trillion, so much so that now their interest payments are bigger than their defense budget. This year alone, the U.S. will pay $870 billion as interest on loans. $870 billion is the interest. Do you know what their defense budget is? $822 billion. And this high interest on loans is increasing America's debt. It's a bit like getting a home loan. Say you borrow money to buy an apartment. Now, most home loans come with a floating interest rate. meaning they can fluctuate depending upon the economic climate, the interest rate goes up or down. So you start repaying the loan. After paying your EMIs for a few years, you check your loan account only to be shocked. You will find that your debt has hardly reduced. You've been paying your EMIs on time, yet you have a significant debt burden after years of payment because the bank has been recovering the interest all this while. And this is a classic debt trap situation. When you borrow a large amount, your income does not rise and the interest fluctuates. When all of these three things happen, chances are your debts will increase. And the US government is in a similar situation. Top American bankers are concerned, like Jamie Dimon, of the CEO of JP Morgan Chase, or Brian Moynihan, the CEO of Bank of America, and BlackRock CEO Larry Fink. They're all concerned about America's growing debt. Also, Jerome Powell, the chairman of the US Federal Reserve, consider what he said earlier this year. I'm quoting, "It's now time or past time to get back to an adult conversation among elected officials about getting the federal government back on a sustainable fiscal path." And this advice makes sense. He wants the US government to reduce expenses and find ways to increase its income and start reducing its debt pile. This is common sense, but so far Washington has not been able to move in this direction. They don't even seem inclined to. Every year, Democrats and Republicans clash with each other over the debt limit. That's the legal borrowing limit for the US government, the debt ceiling. Every year, the US government finds itself on the brink of a shutdown. There's a clash over this debt ceiling. And after a few rounds of back and forth, they always resort to more debt to keep America running. American politicians seem to have only one strategy, run their government by borrowing more. But going forward, they will have to course correct and contain the debt because the stability of the US economy and potentially the global economy depends on it.
What did she end it with? What have we been saying for 2 years? That eventually the world would stop doing business with the, you know, we will cripple you, we will ruin your credit, right? Countries are hurting. Our money that we print into oblivion, what it does to these other countries that we force them to use, it destroys their currency. It destroys mm-hmm. their economy. It destroys mm-hmm. their wealth. While our government knows one thing and one thing only, and that is to constantly just print money. They have no fiscal responsibility. Zero. None. They have no allegiance to you. They've already showed you that on Saturday. They do not care as long as they get paid, as long as they get rich, as long as they gave themselves sovereign immunity. You wonder why nothing happens to these people? Because they wrote it into their laws for themselves. They don't work for us.
Nope.
You got people out here beating their chests. You work for me. No, they don't. I elected you. No, you didn't. What you got there is.
Don't look too much into this headline. They've done this quite a bit with these type of headlines.
Yeah.
So don't look too much into that. However, it's interesting because the fear of stock market crash are swirling ahead of the first GDP data release on Thursday, April 25th. Indeed, with Wall Street seemingly on the precipice of potentially a brutal correction, investors will be hoping for signs of life in the GDP report. Chris, do you think that they're going to manipulate those numbers? Or do you think that they're going to let it come out?
No, they're going to cook them.
Because they 100% aren't going to meet their requirements.
No, they're going to cook them. Just like they do the jobs numbers. Just like they do everything else. Pure propaganda. Just like they do with the Dow. It's amazing. The Dow did great today.
Of course it did. Of course it did.
Cooked. Cooked.
But I mean, I just like Kim's. Remember what Kim said? Satan's playing a yo-yo game with you.
Mm-hmm.
And he is. And this is, you know, we may have a battle in the physical and games being played behind the scenes. And I truly believe there are. I mean, there's this whole thing. If you look at DC, you see how it's ran. The whole thing is basically Game of Thrones. Like all of it is. So you know stuff like this is happening all the time. But at what point is it unbearable? At what point Does it just have to go? Chris, I still hold on. I know we talk about prophecy and stuff a lot. But man, if there wasn't ever a time for political, social, and economical upheaval leading into summer, this year would make the most sense.
I think
next year wouldn't.
It's already started, bro.
I mean, it has already started if you think about it. The only reason why I don't say next year, again, in my opinion, is because Trump will be back in. You know, Trump's going to be doing a lot of stuff. Maybe, but that's...
Here's it.
There's so much downfall that has to happen up until election.
Right. And that's why I'm saying it's getting, that's why I know that I know we feel like it's like every year we're like, this could be
this
year. I feel like I'm a, you know, it's like being a Mountaineer fan. It really is. This could be the year.
It's like being a Vikings fan.
Then you get three games in, you're like, then you get three games in, you're like, it's not the year. This is nope. We missed it again. Dude. We missed it again.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But nope, season's over.
But you gotta think. So let's say when Trump comes back, I don't think it happens in, because then those who are sound asleep and still have blinders on will say, it's a lie. It's Donald Trump. But I think it has to happen while he's set aside. So, well, we got six more. How many months we got? May, June, July, August, September, October. Yeah, 6 months. So a lot's gonna, and again, I think that's why it felt so unnerving on Saturday. And I'm like, I went outside after I texted you, Israel. I went outside. I sat on my back porch. I started playing my Christian. I just started playing music, just sitting out there enjoying the sun, reading my Bible, and it all went away. But it's still, again, it still hurts. 3 days later, to see all this. It's like, oh yeah, my gosh. Soft. But while it does, but at the same time, I've made vows to myself and to God that we will never let this happen again. Mm-hmm. Not here. Are these people gonna resurface and try and take down and is that spirit gonna move on to another country? Probably. And resurface, probably. But it's made me find some resolve to never, ever, ever let this happen again, and to be highly, highly focused on everything that these people we send, who are supposed to have our best interests in mind, what they do.
Dude, so, we have to clean house.
We have to clean house. As far as I'm concerned, there might be, again, I'm sure there's more good than bad. I still believe that. I believe the blackmail is so deep.
It's the blackmail.
It's easy for me to sit here, okay, for the ones up there that truly do want to do right by you and me, because I believe they're up there. I believe there are people there that still have that American spirit, that still have the spirit of God in them, that still have morals. You can say all you want about them doing this, that, or the other. Nobody in here, just like nobody in here, knows what it's like to be shot at until you're in it. You know, we can armchair quarterback cops all the time in their response to things. Until you're in that situation, you don't know what you would do when your life is on the line. So these people get up there. You don't think they've went. Look, you're already seeing the I have no idea if it's true. We don't either. But you're starting to hear quips that a certain congressman is real.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wrote a book, People Will Die. Israel, people will die. They're saying that this dude did something to a little boy 30 years ago because they threatened him with his family. They threatened his family. What would you do? Somebody comes up to you and says, if you don't go do this, say goodbye to your kids. Say goodbye to your wife. Nobody
if it came
knows.
To that, man, I don't know. I ain't doing that.
No, if I'm not doing that. I'm like,
you're taking me out at that point.
Yeah, but what if they say, what if they come to see? I'm not saying you don't know. I don't know what I would do if somebody came to me and said, hey, I'm not going to take care of you. I'm going to take care of your little ones and make you watch it. You don't think that somebody up there has had that said to them?
I guarantee it. I guarantee it has.
So We can talk hypotheticals all day long. I'm with you, though. That's why I say I don't want none of them. Not one person that's up there right now do I want to stay, because I don't know who's been touched by what.
Mm-hmm.
The only way to me to is start over, clean slate.
And you don't know.
Drain it, fill it back up with holy water.
You don't know about, like, say, the ones that you think are, like, really good. Like, at this current point that they have something on, that could they be called in a favor at any given time.
Right. You don't know who's been touched by what. Yep. So that's what I'm saying. They all got to go as far as I'm concerned. Every last one of them. And I'll be honest with you. If I was up there right now, once we take our country back, I'd be like, you know what? I've done my part. I'm outie. I'm going to hand it back over to the people. I'm gone. But the only reason I would get rid of everybody is because you don't know who's been touched by what. That's why clean slate. They all got to go, as far as I'm concerned. I don't want one person, not one of those people up there right now, do I want making any decisions for me at all. And that doesn't mean they're bad. I just don't. Sorry. You got the cheese touch. You gots to go.
Right. I mean, and I'm not saying anything's true or anything, because there's scumbags on both sides. But, it appears that Gates is pretty cool, right? Pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And you have other people claiming he's a scumbag and he's done some very questionable things. Now, I would say that's a lie because of who it's coming from. But at the same time, like, who knows? Maybe not. And I'm sure there's people I don't like that haven't done a thing. Hypothetically burning to the ground. Don't really burn it down, FBI.
Right. It's not what we're saying. I'm just saying they all got to go. When this is over, we have to start over. That's the only way we're going to do this. Like, if you haven't realized, this whole system, again, that was set up just like the Roman Empire was, there's a lot about our country that's got to change. A lot. You've been shown that your courts are corrupt. You're the highest law enforcement in the land, corrupt.
Mm-hmm.
Local, state, all these governments, there's corruption everywhere. And the only way, as far as I'm concerned, to make sure it doesn't happen again is you got to start over. We are, again, restoration, right? The America as we know it right now is gone. Right? It's been gone, ladies and gentlemen. You've been fed an illusion. You've been under a spell. You had a veil. We have to take the framework and tweak it a little bit so that we make sure this never happens again. Because I'm sorry, our framers put this framework in, and what happened to it? And the thing is what we're all starting to figure out is the framework was twisted and mangled over 100 years ago.
Shoot.
Over 100 years ago, it was twisted and mangled already. We allowed them to create two different constitutions. We allowed them to turn our country into a corporation. So, it's got it. We have to start over for the people, by the people, with Almighty God as our guide. Again, the document was inspired by our creator, but evil twisted it.
Dude, this is
for their own self-serving interest.
This is why and none of this could, let's just say a global takedown, a global, call it Operation Salmon, call it whatever, taking down all the pedophiles, taking down all the corruption globally, a global standard. That type of coordination, if there is such a thing that many people believe because of Trump's tour, in regard to that, like you need something so precise. Obviously, game theory, right? Moves and counter moves. You're playing a game. There's a game everywhere. There's a game always happening behind the scenes. But the way this is heading and this thing we're heading into, I understand God can do things in one day. I get that. I understand that. But you also are dealing with billions of people on the earth. So I could be wrong, but I feel like God is definitely utilizing man to carry out certain activities that are taking place. And things don't always happen like we want them to. For fact, actually, nothing has happened up to this point like we wanted to. Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one of the most important things. And, you know, I had a post today about, like, using our authority, you know. But I also posted a Kim prophecy yesterday that talked about the same thing. This nation falls. If this nation falls, it's not because of people like Barack Obama. It's not because of the senators and the congressmen. It's because of us. Mm-hmm. And if we don't start using that authority that we were given and start doing what we need to do, the nation will fall. I mean, look what Satan has done. This is what he attacks the education system. You take out the generation of kids, boom, it's over. Next generation's gone. So we are heading to this climax of chaos. This isn't about fear. This is about understanding our authority and what God needs us to do, because he like in the Kim prophecy, we are being humbled and yet some more. And because in darkness, faith grows. In despair, faith grows. So as all this chaos is happening, what do you see? I've seen so many people turn to God.
Yes. You and me.
And so, like, is that not like a beautiful thing in itself in the midst of the chaos?
Yes.
Like we can see all the craziness, but people are turning to God. And God, you have to know that God sees this. And so God is getting ready. He's getting the people ready. He's rising up a generation of Davids. So as the world turns and changes into something new, we are experiencing birthing pains. When demonic forces rage, they rage hard.
They rage.
And they like to really make you mad.
Yeah.
Like waving a Ukraine flag inside your house.
Oh, they got me. They got me, man. That's, you know what? I think I got more mad at the fact that I let it get to me than I was mad. I mean,
it is
like to see it, but I was like, don't let it get to you, man. But I did. I'm human. Oh my gosh.
I think, Chris, they're lucky we weren't in the house or we weren't like politicians.
Yeah.
Because that would turn into a UFC fight.
And did you see the little hapless again? We have to see it, man. Because you're learning more and more. I mean, did you see the Republicans just standing there? All they do is complain, write strongly worded letters.
Yeah, Republican. Oh, they're so weak.
Right. They're so weak, man. Weak, spineless, weak. And what's crazy is the same people, and I think I tweeted it, I think I put it on X last night. These people, these same Republicans who've been having all these hearings and show hearings, and you've learned a lot. You've learned about a lot of corruption, right? Not one impeachment charge has been levied yet to this day. Not one. They haven't held Hunter Biden no contempt of, you know, refusing to show up for a subpoena. Nothing's happened to these people by the Republicans. All the Republicans have managed to do is kowtow to them, resign in disgrace, and lower the majority day by day by day, kick out one of their own when he hadn't even been convicted of anything. They've only had charges, while a member on the other side has been indicted for bribes and all kinds of other stuff and is still casting votes and was able to cast a vote in the Senate to not impeach or even bother to hold an impeachment trial from the guy that's allowing your border to be invaded. You got to witness all of it. The Uniparty in full effect, right?
Mm-hmm.
It is. Question. Are we Babylon in Revelation?
I understand everyone's going to say yes.
I don't know. I'm just, when you read it, I mean, the world has gotten drunk off of the wine of the U.S. We have forced the world in using our money, right? It has become a den of demons. I mean, look at everything that's going on here in this country. And the whole world loves, we're like the center of the whole world. That's why they were trying to take us down. We were the last one.
Israel's the center of the world.
Yeah, but I'm saying this domino was the last one, this country. This country falls, the world's, it's gone.
Yes.
It is gone. So are we Babylon? Because when this falls, the rest of the world's going to be like, oh, snap, what have we done? Because, yeah. And I feel like there are people in other countries. We have a lot of people that watch us all over the world. Australia, Canada, Denmark, they're everywhere. And I know they're seeing the corruption in their country. There's not one country in the world right now that doesn't have except places like Costa Rica and stuff. But a lot of countries, the corruption in their governments has been exposed, especially after COVID. I mean, look what they've done to Australia. Look what they've done to Australia and places like that. So do you think there are people in other countries watching us just praying that America doesn't fall? That we stand up for ourselves and not allow this to happen, because it's already happened in other countries. You got thought police now. You can go to jail if you misgender somebody in some countries. You can go to jail for saying anything negative about the government. We're it, man. That's the only reason I ask, because if you read Revelation,
you get that,
18, it sounds like us. It sounds like us. That's all I'm saying.
Right. And someone mentioned that like potentially being like the system in itself, because the system the United States operates in runs through so many countries.
Right. The IMF.
And so like I've always thought about that too, is like Babylon is this, you know,
it's the beast.
Almost like it's the beast system. And this is how most of the nation, the world operates on.
But we're part,
and we're the enforcer.
We are. We're the enforcer. We're the center. I mean, think about it. Think about it. Our money that we have forced on the world, we're like the center of the. I'm sure you have the IMF and you have London, you know, with the Rothschilds and their banking system. That's really the head of the financial snake. But we are the patsies in this equation. You're the slaves who are funding the entire world's destruction. We are right here. We're saying, if there's, you know, and I'm not saying, because I know there are kids in other countries that are working as slaves right now to mine cobalt and everything else. You got kids making your Nikes over in China, yet people still buy them. My kids get mad to this day because I refuse to buy anything Nike. And I'm like, but you see what I'm saying? But when it comes to, if there's a numero uno slave, it is the American taxpaying citizen, because we are funding the entire world's demise while our country borrows money infinitively and then gives it to everybody else around the world. Like last time I checked, Israel, Ukraine had a central bank in their country, right? They do. They have a central bank. If we can borrow money from our central bank in order to run the government, why can't they borrow money from their central bank to pay for their war?
Chris, that's not how this works.
I get it, but I'm just saying.
Did you see Zelensky's comments? He's like, finally, we can get back on the right side of history and and get back to defeating or getting on the right side of this war.
Yeah, like, a week from now.
Lost like a year and a half ago.
A week from now, he's like, give us money. Give us credits. We'll pay you back after the war. Yeah,
we'll pay you
a
back.
Week from now,
we'll
a pay week you back. From now, my man's going to be grifting again, I promise you, while he's got a couple more yachts and mansions.
Oh, man. Ukraine government, the biggest grifters on the planet.
Yeah.
The biggest. It's mm-hmm. it's quite amazing. And I don't understand. I don't understand. I made it just a simple post on old X. And I said, if your boss comes into your house and asks you for money, says he needs it, and you're like, yeah, I'll give it to you. You're in need of it, right? And then you find out that he's using it for strip clubs and funding bioweapons and committing treason against your nation. Yet he comes back and asks for money, and you continue to give it to him, knowing what he's doing with it. Mm-hmm. That is the American taxpayer.
Yeah.
But you're free. People stay in it out of a fear.
But you're free.
You're free.
Unless you don't do what they say, then you're not free. Look, you got to laugh about it. I understand the realization has hit a lot of us that our taxes don't pay for anything. They don't.
No.
If your government can print, they just printed how many billions out of thin air?
It doesn't even matter. By next year or in the next coming, I don't know how many years. It's a couple years or something like that. It's not too far off. But in the coming years, it could be next year. I can't remember. What your money, your tax money will be going to will be only going towards the interest alone of our debt. So when people talk about the debt is unsustainable, well, yeah, because you're not even paying towards it anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, you're paying towards nothing.
Nothing. Like she said in that video. Your housing payment, the interest rate keeps going up, so thus your amount goes. We're never going to be out of debt. It would take our government to actually be fiscally responsible. And that's why everybody, the only way out of this is fiscal responsibility. And you're going to have to reevaluate your currency, because your currency is worthless, because nobody has faith in the government anymore. That is the very definition of a fiat currency. It only has value because of the faith and confidence in the people of the country that it has the value that the government says it does. We no longer have the faith and confidence in that value. It's dead. It's been dead. Everything else right now is pure manipulation and propaganda, numbers on a screen. It's gone. And the people of the world are figuring. Japan is getting crushed right now.
Japan, I don't understand
how they haven't already said, screw this.
Sell the bonds. Sell all your bonds and watch this whole world just crumble.
Yep.
Financially,
Japan has they're getting crushed right now by the US dollar.
$1 trillion.
Because your government prints it into oblivion.
Yeah.
Look at Russia. It's coming. Russia and China, told you today, they've pretty much... they're done. Like, they've already been done with the US dollar, but now they're like done. They've phased it out completely.
Dude, I was going to talk to you about that. And you know what? Hold that. Can we hold that thought? I want to play this video.
Okay.
All right. So I want to get to a couple of things you mentioned, but I've got to ask you about what happened on Saturday with the House passing $61 billion more for Ukraine, $28 billion for Israel, $8 billion for Taiwan, and God only knows whatever else. Not a nickel for our border, Pete. People are outraged. I'm one of them. What do you say about this?
I say I'm kind of with Mr. Gruber on this. I thought that the position that Republicans had taken consistently as aid for Ukraine and Israel and Taiwan was being discussed, that the leverage point that Republicans were going to take was, we're going to work to secure the Ukrainian border. We're going to provide money to secure and keep Israel safe. And in exchange for that, we are going to secure our own border. And
we didn't do that, did we, Pete? We got nothing. We got nothing.
And the end result on Saturday, we got absolutely nothing to secure our own border. you know, hey, I spent a lot of time in the House, and this one kind of baffles me. I thought we had a strong leverage point that we could have gotten at least something to do with border security and keep Americans safe.
Is anybody working in Congress that cares about us, Pete? That's what people are asking. And look, that's a rhetorical question. I'll just let it hang out there. Let people decide for themselves. But you're with me on this. Look, we got nothing in return.
Yeah, I am. The other concern on this, Steve, again, is, you know, it's close to $100 billion that we don't have that is not paid for.
Right.
And you say, what do you mean it's not paid for? You know, the government's going to pay for it. Yeah, but they're not collecting the tax dollars. You know, you have this massive government spending, and you would think that another leverage point could have been.
I just wanted to bring that up just because, you know, he talks about, I know he's kind of annoying to listen to. I get it, a little slow. But we're not, the government isn't getting anything from you, from anything. Everything's supposed to be going towards the debt.
How many people are like, my taxes pay your salary? No, they don't.
No, they don't. They don't pay squat.
No, they don't.
Like, the debt is so unsustainable that all these people do is just put it in their pocket. And then print this garbage, and they are all pushing towards this magnificent everything bubble that is just oh so very high. And my favorite is when, like, why are markets up so high today? Oh, don't you worry. this stuff doesn't last very long, you know? It really doesn't. Even the whole silver thing. You know? Options are expiring, everything like that. And sure, the price was going to be driven down. However, the gist of it, your congressmen, your congresswomen, whatever you want to call them, they all hate you. They don't care about you. I don't care if there's a game being played and they're all meant to do something. Whatever it looks like, it sure looks like they're doing a good job at showing you that they all belong to be pulled out and tossed into a cell. All I'm saying is things are getting pretty spicy in regard to, I don't know, tolerance level. Because I don't know about y'all, but I know. See, people get mad when you say things are going to get worse, you know? But then, like, stuff like this happens.
Yeah.
And you're like, that was a little worse. That was a little worse.
Yeah. Did you see the guy again? I feel sorry for anybody that believes this stuff, that buys into it. Like, I genuinely feel sorry for the people that still have the Ukrainian flags in their bios on social media. I really do.
Makes me want to throw up.
I really do. I'm like, holy cow, holy cow. But did you see the Democrat dude? I don't know his name. The Ukraine border is our border. I'm like, oh yeah, great propaganda line there, buddy. I wonder who you can brainwash with that one. Yeah, sure. Sure it is. Pay no attention, America, that we didn't give you a dime and that millions of people are flooding into your country every year. We're worried about that one because, dang it, that one's ours too. What a bunch of hogwash, man. I laughed when I saw it. I'm like,
or even the people like the Ukraine, let's call them sympathizers, I don't know, Ukraine chumps.
What do you call them? I don't know.
I don't know. One person's like, you guys don't understand. If we don't take care of Ukraine, America's border's next. It's like,
it's what? Not right. But we got them coming in from the what? North and the South. We got people in flooding the east and the west. Country from the, yeah, everywhere. Both. I mean, it's planes, trains, automobiles, feet. They're coming in everywhere. And I will say it again for all these death to America people in this country burning the American flag. Last time I checked, I don't see boatloads of people and planes of people fleeing America. They're all coming here. They all want
to
come here.
They have the right
here.
To protest, Chris. Burn
right,
your flag.
Right, they have a right. Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. It's already the social, whatever. Economic, political upheaval. It's already started. You see the college campuses I feel sorry for these parents that spent hundreds of thousands of dollars to send your kid to Columbia and some of these indoctrination universities. You did not get your money's worth. I promise you that. It's gotten to the point. If I'm anybody in the, and I'm not trying to be mean, please don't get mad at me for saying this. I'm just saying.
Let them get
mad. On the outside, look it in. If I was hiring, I'd be like, oh, you just graduated college? Yeah, I think I'm going to wait a little bit. I'm going to wait a little bit before I get, I don't know, you know. And I'm not saying there aren't good people with good values that graduate college. I'm just saying.
Sure.
I'd be a little gun shy based on what I'm seeing right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be very gun shy if I was an employer out here. Like, I feel sorry. You see these kids that got tatted up faces. Face looks like a pincushion. They're like, I don't know why I can't get a job. I think I do. I think I'm pretty sure I understand why. And I would say,
sure about
parents.
That?
Yeah, you sure about that? And then parents, if you're naming your kids and you want to spell, I just need you to understand something too. As somebody that used to do a lot of hiring, one day your child's name is going to be on a resume. Yeah. And somebody's going to look at that name and be like, I don't know. I don't know what I'm about to get with this one. Like that lady who named her kid Absidy and spelt it A-B-D-C-E or A-B-C-D-E. Absidy. And you don't remember that? It was on an airlines and the stewardess chuckled when she read the name and the lady got mad and tried to sue her. And I'm like, who names their kid Ab? Yes, this happened, Israel. In America. To sue her? Yes, because the stewardess,
what?
The flight attendant chuckled when she read the name because the name was Absidy and it was spelled A-B-C-D-E. Absidy.
So stupid. I mean, I've seen some pretty rough ones where you're like, the parents knew what they were doing.
Yeah, I'm like, what were you doing when you thought of that? I get it. You sabotaged your child
when you said
I get it. As parents, we want our children's name to stand out from everybody else's, but yeah, I'm just friendly reminder. That name's going to be on a resume someday. And they might not ever. A lot of these jobs, they just do resume reviews and they hire off the resume. Some of these places. Yeah. So that's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. So back to what Chris was mentioning before that video. Chris, a couple of months ago, things are escalating pretty fast. In the de-dollarization.
Right.
Pretty fast. They were not at 90% a couple months ago. They weren't even close. I think it was like 50-60% of full de-dollarization between Russia and China. And now it's at 90%. All I'm saying, Putin did come into 2024 and say that their number one priority between them and the BRICS nations was to get rid of the dollar. So you can see how fast they're trying to do it. Obviously, they got these summits in fall where they're basically going to introduce whatever they're introducing. But this stuff, you know, getting rid of the dollar, that's all prerequisite type things that lead up to something like that. But Russia and China, 90% trade. Russia and China have significantly reduced their reliance on the U.S. dollar in the bilateral trade with it. Over 90% of settlements now being conducted in their national currencies. This strategic move aims to strengthen their economic relations and reduce dependence on the U.S. dollar, reflecting a broader trend among BRICS countries to move away from the U.S. dollar in international trade. The decision comes as a response to U.S. financial sanctions and signals a shift towards de-dollarization, with both countries actively stockpiling gold to diversify their financial reserves. They say from sanctions. It sounds like it's a continued shot in the foot by the United States. Again, is this another play move? Is this part of the world tour? Is this part of moving the world towards gold and getting the dollar out of people's hands? Because, like Chris said in the beginning, we destroy nations with the dollar.
Yes.
If you fight the dollar, we come and destroy you.
Yep. Send in the police force.
You know? So like, mean, it's amazing. 90%.
Israel, I don't, could have missed it. I mean, my ears are pretty big, so I don't know how I did, but I don't recall anybody. I still haven't seen a country, you know, Zimbabwe, they're changing theirs to gold right now. It's a little bit, you know, their country's going through this transition. It's a little bumpy right now. It's going to be bumpy.
They've already gained 1.1%.
Right. And but the markets are a little funky over there right now because nobody really knows what to expect with this new currency coming online.
Right.
Did I miss where China and Russia and these BRICS countries are going to have Bitcoin to back their currency?
Oh, let me look. No, you didn't miss it.
Okay. I thought I did. Now I know I can already tell somebody's going to get in there and say, Sad, you know,
there's 1500 people in here right now. You know, there's a couple that were just like, screw this guy.
Screw this guy. Talking about my Bitcoin. See, here's the difference between you and me, the Bitcoiners, is I will talk smack about it because I think it's just another fiat currency. You're never going to convince me that numbers on the screen is the future. Sorry. They get so angry when you talk. You can talk smack about my gold and silver all day long, and I'll just say thank you and God bless. It doesn't bother me at all because I know what real money is. Period. Doesn't make me angry at all. And I'm seeing all the other countries around the world stockpiling precious metals. I'm sure they're doing it and on the down low is they're really getting that Bitcoin. You know, it's all about that, right? El Salvador before the guy?
Yes, El Salvador.
Yeah, but isn't he? I don't even know if he's still going along with that. The new president, came in.
They said they're buying like one or a Bitcoin every, I don't know. I don't remember the statement. I'm not going to even try and paraphrase.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So I'm not, again, look, we can have a tip for tat. You know what I mean?
Yes, he does. Yes, some people will tell you to sell a kidney.
Some people will tell you
to take out a second mortgage.
Take a second mortgage out on your house. Just go all in at $70,000 for a Bitcoin. Just forget about it, ladies and gentlemen. You're going to be sorry. Man. You're going to be sorry.
Don't do that. Do not do that.
Yes, do not do that. I was being facetious. So, yeah.
Eat ramen noodles and buy silver.
Yeah, eat ramen noodles and buy silver. That's right. That's right, Ronnie. Eat them ramen noodles. But you know what I mean? I firmly, and this is my belief, and if I'm wrong, I will be the first one to get on here, ladies and gentlemen, and go, I was totally wrong about Bitcoin. I was completely wrong. I'm a fool. I don't know what I was thinking. But I don't believe that I will ever be having that conversation. In fact, I believe I will be consoling. I think I would be consoling a lot of people that did put all of their eggs in that basket.
I mean, I'm not going to sit here and, I mean, because I know we, to an extent, like we don't know. Like we don't know what it's going to do. I know there's people on one side who say this thing is going to go to like 200,000. And people on the other side that said this thing's going to go to zero.
Yeah.
I bet you anything. I don't care who you are. Nobody knows what Bitcoin is going to do because Bitcoin hasn't been around long enough for people to figure out what it does. All I know, when there's geopolitical tension and things happening, Bitcoin doesn't like to perform in that sense.
Yeah, what happened when Israel bombed Iran?
Oh, Bitcoin crashed and gold and silver skyrocketed. For the time being.
Yep.
But all I'm saying, so like what, if we're heading into end times, and we're in end times, when, I mean, however long that is. But I mean, bombs are always going off, you know? That's another thing. What? Go ahead.
Somebody said, if I'm wrong about silver, I just have a nice coin collection. Nothing lost.
I got a pretty sweet coin collection too, man.
Yeah.
I don't want to be the guy that comes after Bitcoin because I don't know a whole lot about it. I really don't. I will tell you that. I do know a whole lot about gold and silver and how it operates and what it does and what it's done for 6,000 years. you know, so Bitcoin has been so temporary.
Yep.
It's been short-lived. Yes, it's been done well, but it's been short-lived. Mm-hmm. And when the whole rest of the world and every central bank, look at the obvious point. You go through all this de-dollarization and all these central banks and all these countries that are moving away from the dollar. And even if they aren't moving away from the dollar, what are they doing putting in their reserves? They're all going towards gold and silver. Yes, a couple countries in there are grabbing Bitcoin. Either those couple countries are going to be the masterminds that are going to be on top of the world and all the other countries are wrong. But let's be honest, gold money is real money and it has preserved wealth for 6,000 years. Mm-hmm. So it's just, I'm going to go with what history has shown me and what it has shown that it's done, especially operating in economic turmoil, geopolitical turmoil, everything. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with the safe bet, the actual safe haven. The government wants to tell you that treasuries were the safe thing to do. Right. And they're the most volatile thing there is now. But they were, that's probably what your financial advisor will tell you, is to get into treasuries. And it would be a lie to your face. Because they're going to disappear like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what, remember what I said last week? And somebody tried to, I'm not going to put your own, somebody tried to correct me. Remember I talked about the TSP, Thrift Savings Plan for federal mm-hmm. employees, right? The safe bet for the longest time with that TSP was the G Fund. The G Fund was government bonds. Because it didn't really lose money. It didn't really gain money. It was your safest return. Your money was socked away safely if you had it in a government bond. It's not anymore because the bonds are worthless. They're worthless. Your stock market is highly volatile right now. Yeah, sure. They pump and cook the numbers and make it look great. But I told you, your government will not let you, if you're a government employee, you can't touch that thrift savings plan, move it into anything, gold and silver, as long as you're currently a active federal employee. They will not let you do it. And then somebody goes, they literally let you put it into a gold IRA. Yeah, after you leave federal service, they'll let you do whatever you want with it, but you have to separate or retire. That's it. As long as you're an employee, you can't touch it. You can move it around in their system where they can get their grubby little hands on it. The people who just spent $100 billion out of thin air and sent it somewhere else want to be able to stick their hands into your money whenever they please. Just like your Social Security, just like everything else they promise you, no fiscal responsibility whatsoever. To me, the new safe haven, and it is, it's not just to me, it is. The safe haven right now for your wealth is going to be in gold and silver. Sure, it might not make you a lot right now, but it ain't going anywhere. The money you put into it, it's preserving until it doesn't preserve and it takes off because it's going to. Because mm-hmm. that's our only way out of this debt trap that we're in. $35 trillion. The debt's not going to go anywhere. All that's... It's going to go, but we have to find a way to be fiscally responsible and get rid of it. And to me, the only way to be fiscally responsible is to have new currency backed by gold and silver with a gold and silver reevaluation in order to make up for this mountain, this pile of debt that these criminals have got this country in.
It will. They will. Mm-hmm.
That's how you make America whole. That's how you make America whole.
And drill, baby, drill.
Drill, baby, drill. Again, we have so much wealth. Right here at home. We don't have to print all this money. We could kick that central bank out of there tomorrow. Start using the resources that we have here in America and everything would be A-okay, hunky-dory right here at home. And so would all these other countries. I guarantee you, these other countries like Japan, China, all of them, they have resources there too. All of the countries have resources. But this country, we have pilfered. a lot of countries and ran them into the ground because of our money, because of our fiscal responsibility.
Think about some of the African nations that are living in like mass poverty. They are some of the most resource-filled countries in the world. But what did Kim say in the prophecy? They've been regarded as clay pots. But you will eat your delicacies again.
Mm-hmm.
The time is coming. The time is coming. We've talked with Bo and stuff about like silver and like gold and their initial spikes, the potential initial spikes. But I mean, you're not going to have I'm not going to say you can't, because there is going to come a point in time where things are probably going to have to get revalued.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, leading up to that, you're probably going to have a breakout. I mean, shoot, you could maybe even see silver and gold lose half its value first and then see it go up, because it may go down with the markets and everything. And then you watch it rise when everything else continues to fall apart. And that's when you start to see it hit mass numbers. I'm not saying it will necessarily, you know, like lose a bunch of its value with the markets, but I wouldn't be surprised. Don't be surprised at all. However, holding that metal in your hand, see, this is one of the, when you see this thing with silver, you see silver go down $2, right? This last couple days, just since Sunday. See, go down, Since last night. People go into panic mode. And it's like, why? You are still holding that metal. Like, that metal is still holds its value no matter what the government is showing, because everything with their fiat currency, everything is exploding. Things are wild right now. But you still have that metal.
Yep.
Like, it's not like you have like some like, you know, silver ETF or something like that. We're like, shoot, my stock went down, I just lost a bunch of money. No, you still hold that metal. If you don't hold it, you don't own it.
Right.
Physical.
And speaking of stocks, Wall Street has admitted the stocks you think you own, you probably don't. They'll tell you. If we get an order for 1,000 shares and we don't have them, we fill the order anyway. It's like an IOU. Same thing as silver. That's why silver is so manipulated. I know we've talked about it a million times on the show, but $395 paper ounces to one physical ounce. So they're filling contracts for silver they do not have. That's why if you don't have it in your hand, all nice and pretty, or in a depository somewhere that you have access, or in a safe, you don't own it, as far as I'm concerned. Unless you have it in an IRA.
Like, if you're holding it in a depository or something like that, that's...
Right.
You're still
the same thing.
Still own it.
Yes. Well, that's what I said. I said, unless you have it in a depository or in an IRA. Yeah.
I'm just saying, if you're an
ETF,
like,
you don't have it.
You hold a position in a stock of a company.
Yep.
You don't own squat. You own a piece of paper.
I know a lot of people that have theirs in a depository or safety deposit box. If you have access to it in physical form and you don't have to go, think about it. All these people that have these ETF, these paper silver, what do you think would happen if they are like, you know what? I just want my real silver. Can you give it to me? You know what they would look at them and do? And be like, yeah, we don't got it.
Wait, do people actually think they hold silver?
I think so. But if you ever tried to cash in your IOU for that silver and say, I want my physical, they'd be like, yeah.
No.
We don't know.
They would know. You have no.
No. No. No, you can't have no. This is crazy talk. Yeah, this is crazy talk.
Who do you think we are? Do you know who we are? We're the United States government.
We sold you a pile of magic beans. What are you talking about?
We sold you a pile of magic beans. Chris, I wanted to show you this article. I thought it was interesting.
Okay.
See this? So Patrick Webb posted this from Leading Report, obviously, but they're talking about like UAPs and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And apparently this is a senior official, right? Right now we haven't gone back that far. We're dealing with a recovered UAP that landed in Kingman, Arizona in the 50s. We're vacuuming up info as some stuff is redacted. We know now that management structure and security control systems and ownership. We also know who recovers landed or crashed UAPs under what authorities. We also know that a still highly classified memo by the Secretary of the United States Air Force in the 1950s is still in effect to maintain the cover on UAPs. We also know that the SES-2, who's the Air Force gatekeeper, name redacted here, but provided to Congress. They're talking about UAPs and everything from the 1950s. That's they're not all alien. They're not all what people think they are.
They're not alien. I don't think they've ever been
alien. They never were aliens. They never were. I'm sure. So you got to, obviously, you'll probably talk about it. Ashton posted it as well. I'm sure you'll talk about it on Thursday. I just thought it was very interesting because back in like the 1940s and early 1950s, like if you guys have listened to like Annie Jacobson and like especially what she talks about on Joe Rogan's podcast and like who she interviewed. I mean, she said she interviewed over 70 people, CIA, people on the Atomic Energy Commission, and the main source that was a part of the Manhattan Project. That all have said that these things were mutilated figures to basically as part of Truman, but mostly Stalin's black propaganda campaign. Because after the atomic bomb, Stalin and the Soviets were like, well, we're going to have to put a little fear into them. Roswell, New Mexico. According to Annie Jacobson and her sources and all the journalism that she has done, that Roswell was not what people think it was. That it was actually this time I will, you know, I'm going to say it's from the Russians.
Yeah.
The Soviets. But I just found it interesting. This stuff is starting to, you know, like Kevin said last year, you're going to start to see data dumps. You're going to start to see data dumps on this stuff. I don't know if they're going to trickle it out, but when it comes down to it, do I believe that this is because they were talking about how they uncovered things, right? And so when you have archaeological finds, especially from Nazis that found stuff through archaeological finds, and you reverse engineer all these things, well, guess what? Now you got the tech. Now you got things flying in the sky. Stuff like this. I believe in the demonic entities. Even, dude, did you listen to the Joe Rogan Tucker? Dude, he went deep and I was like, Tucker, dang, Tucker be talking about some stuff that I agree with.
Yeah.
Like he's like, this is all spiritual, man. And like everything is like, we're having spiritual forces come at us at all times. And his these eyes things are open. In the water. And yep. Underground.
Underneath.
And I'm like, my man is speaking my language.
My man's talking. Remember when Kevin said, when they start coming out from under the ground. Yeah.
But he said, but it's also been said, it's also been shown through documents that the United States government, Tucker talked about this, that the United States government has been in bed with these demonic entities and have been working with them side by side and no one wants to question it. But if you like, we talked about Mount Hayes and the remote viewing and what they said was in Mount Hayes, this underground base, not only this black pyramid, but through the remote viewer and what they supposedly saw, I understand remote viewing is a whole different, you know, we don't want to deal with that, but that man and demonic entity were standing side by side, working with each other. And Tucker asked the question that how long have the governments and these demonic entities been working with each other? And so when people start to drop reptilians and shapeshifters and stuff like this of people inside your government, the stuff starts to make more sense.
Israel. I would imagine. All right, let's think about that. You said, so 1950s.
Mm-hmm.
So we had flying saucers.
Correct.
In the 50s. What do you think we have now, ladies and gentlemen? Just scratch your head for a minute and think about it. Now think about this. How long has the CIA been in Hollywood? A long time. When did 70s? Movies start coming? Yeah.
80s.
I think it was way before that. Well, when did movies start coming out? You know, movies about space aliens and all this crazy stuff. Now, because if I was your enemy and I was in cahoots with these things, these demonic things, I would probably push out a bunch of movies and stuff to make it all look like science fiction. And there's no way any of that can be real. So that when you would be none the wiser because you'd have a veil placed over you. Think about right now. What do you think's going on below us?
Oh, everything's in the water, man.
It's in the water. There's also earthquakes.
In the water.
Yeah. Why haven't we? My daughter asked me a very simple question. Why do we keep going up into space when 75% of our oceans are unexplored?
Right.
Maybe.
Terrifying.
Maybe they know what's down there. Maybe they know what's down there. And then you think about, I think about movies like Aquaman. I told you the latest Aquaman, where was this demonic force that had been chained in all of its minions below Antarctica in the movie? And then it ends up getting released and they wreak havoc on the world. Just saying, why are we exploring space?
Do you remember? All right. Do you remember the conversation between Glenn Beck and Kash Patel? Where Glenn straight up asked him, he's like, Cash, what's going on with the aliens? Are they real or what's going on? And Cash said, and I'm paraphrasing. He said basically along the lines of, if people only understood our national security needs to be understood that it should be, it's underwater.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even the Tic Tac, remember the Tic Tac video that was released? That where it came down to the surface and a massive something. One of the pilots said something like a large, like extremely large, like probably the size of one of these Navy destroyers, like came to the surface and like was like communicating with it and then just disappeared, he said. Like this massive mass.
It's think about this. Maybe they know what's down there, and that's why we're exploring space. They're like, we got to get the hell out of here.
They're terrified. People are terrified.
We got to get the heck out of here. We got to get the heck out of here. You know what I mean? I love going in the ocean. I love it. I feel so.
I've already talked to you about this. Yeah.
I know. I feel so.
Don't do the ocean
I believe.
Anymore.
I mean, I was born on the ocean. I lived around the ocean my entire life till I moved back to here, or and got stationed in North Dakota. But the ocean, when I'm by the ocean, I feel so alive. I can't explain it. I can't explain it. I love it. The air, everything about it. I love going in the water. I feel better when I go in the water. I don't know why. But I don't go out very deep, Israel. I got limits. I got limits, bro. I don't like going on cruises. I don't do cruises. I don't do cruises. I did a cruise. I did a cruise one time. Never go on another one again. Ever, 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 ever.
I seen Titanic.
I seen Titanic. I know how this ends. I've seen it. Yeah.
All right. We're almost at an hour and a half here, bud.
Yeah. So let's do this. Well, before we get started, Loki Mom, I saw you in here. I need you to please email me. Email us at alphavetsmedia@gmail.com because I did not see your email in there. If you did, I missed it. But I got a box right here that I would love to send you. I got everybody else's sent out, but I don't recall having. I'm pretty sure. if I missed it, then I'll go back and I'll get that mailed out. But if you have no silver, if you have no silver to your name, none, honor system, I want to give away another one of these 2 ounce Michael Flynn coins. These things are sweet. These things are pretty sweet. I want to hook you up with a coin. And yes, I'm going to pick somebody for the flag tonight too. And yeah, and I got another hat to give away.
My man, right.
Got another hat.
We'll be back in 2.5 minutes. Head on over to MyPillow.com/alphabets. A wide range of items for all your sleepy needs. From the original MyPillow, the new MyPillow 2.0 with cooling technology, bed sheets, dog beds, summer gear, and more. You can save up to 65% with the promo code ALPHABETS. Head on over to MyPillow.com/alphabets. GodFirstGear.com, the official store for all Alphabets merchandise. Whether you want comfortable hoodies, t-shirts, ball caps, beanies, and much more items to come, high-quality merchandise is over at GodFirstGear.com. You can use promo code ALPHABETS on everything in the store. GodFirstGear.com. Harley's Doggy Dog World, husband and wife tumbler and cup creators. They put your ideas on tumblers and cups as well as pre-existing tumblers. High quality tumblers, use the Alphabets promo code at Harley's Doggy Dog World. Ammo Squared helps you stay stocked up on ammunition automatically. It is truly automated. Set it and forget it. Ammo purchasing program. Pick your calibers, set the budget, select a shipping trigger, and that's it. Your ammo grows slowly over time, is stored for free as it builds up, and is shipped with the click of a button or automatically. It's like an ammunition subscription on steroids because you aren't forced into a set budget and shipment every month. Instead, you decide your budget and schedule when you want your ammo shipments. Ammo Squared offers over 60 different caliber options. Each shipment contains a carefully curated mix of factory new ammunition from brands you know and love. It's budget friendly and customizable. Buy as little as a few dollars a month and use dollar cost averaging to your advantage. Everything is managed online using a simple web app. Forget about moving heavy cases of ammunition in your garage or trying to sell it online. You can literally exchange your Ammo Squared inventory from one caliber to another in seconds with just a few clicks, or sell it all back if you need the money. There is no minimum to buy, no memberships needed, and no extra fees. Customers can buy ammo on a small budget, then watch it grow over time like a savings account. With it being election year, you never know what the deep state is going to try and do. You know about ammo shortages and everything like that. Do not be caught with not being able to get any ammo. Head on over to AmmoSquared.com/alphabets and sign up today. Are you seeing that the U.S. dollar is failing? Between inflation, high rates, and debt beyond belief, do you think that the current U.S. financial system is sustainable? It's not. The whole world is moving towards gold and silver. Don't be stuck as the last one holding the fiat dollar. All fiat currencies have an expiration date, and we are reaching it. Between the everything bubble and the criminals who run your government, the projected path of the financial system is only going down. We here at Alphabets have partnered with Midas Gold Group, the number one veteran bullion dealer in the nation. Whether you want to roll over your retirement into a gold IRA or buy precious metals, look no further than Midas Gold. Free silver with qualifying purchase for Alphabets listeners. Protect yourself from the irresponsibility of the U.S. government. Look to Midas Gold for all your precious metal needs. All you need to do is text the word ALPHABETS to 232-425, and they'll take care of what you need. You can find all the links for ALPHABETS partners below on our Rumble channel. They're also easily accessible at www.alphabets.online. We thank you for all your support.
Okay.
You got it.
I got him. I picked three people.
Oh.
So, for the Flynn coin, tonight's lucky winner, Rumblelicious. It's Rumblelicious. It's Rumblelicious. You just won a Flynn coin. For the hat, Kaza 4360. Kaza, C-A-Z-A, 4360. And for the flag, this flag, I got to show it again. She's a beaut, Clark.
This is flag drawing on May 2nd.
Yeah, May 2nd. Next week, Thursday, we'll be drawn for that flag. And so tonight we have Black Robed Regimen.
Black
Robed. You will be entered for a chance to win the flag.
Sweet.
Congratulations. Rumblelicious. Yes, you won silver. Yes,
and
you
I'm did. going to explain this in a very non-confusing way. I'm gonna try. Tomorrow, we'll be back at the same time. Same time, 6:30 p.m. Central. Thursday. Thursday will be Chris and Ashton Forbes. And it is more likely going to be a great show. Ashton is just a wealth of knowledge when it comes to the stuff we were just kind of talking about. All this tech and everything like that. And that'll be a good show. And then Monday, that following Monday, it'll be Chris and Kat. Kat the Great.
Oh, yeah.
Going through the political, economical, and all that stuff. Kat's always, she's a good friend of ours, and she's got her own channel and all that stuff. She's also a wealth of knowledge. Tuesday, there will be no show, as I am still going to be out of town, and Chris is going to be man in a Bible study.
That's right.
And then that following Thursday, a week from this Thursday, will be our regular show and the flag drawing. So, again, back here tomorrow night, 6:30 p.m. Central. Chris, any final words before we get out of here?
Ronnie asks, what's the name? The name of the ammo sponsor is Ammo Squared.
AmmoSquared.com/alphabets. You get a $20 ammo credit if you use our landing page towards whatever caliber options you want. Pretty sweet system.
Yeah. So we'll see y'all tomorrow. Let's see what the day brings us tomorrow. Let's just see.
Yeah.
Let's see.
It's Yep. It's gonna be very interesting. So we appreciate y'all for coming out. If you hit that like button on your way out, we'd highly appreciate it. Like and share with your family, friends, or maybe that one liberal that you just really needs to see something.
They need love. Other
than that, Chris, you got anything else?
No, God bless y'all. I love you. We'll see you tomorrow.
All right, y'all. Holla.
Holla.